I'm Sandra Prusina with 660 News. The history of basketball in Calgary is one of ups and downs. We're currently riding a high. Thanks to the Canadian Elite Basketball League and the Surge, Calgarians can see professional ball. A league record 12,327 fans packed the Saddle Dome for the team's home opener May 21st against the Edmonton Stingers. The CEBL certainly fills a void after the departure of the Calgary 88s in the early 1990s. Although there have been iterations of semi-pro ball in the city, nothing's really stuck. So having the Surge here with a passionate fan base is crucial for the growth of Calgary as a sports city. Back in 2016, the Toronto Raptors hosted a preseason game at the Dome versus the Denver Nuggets. It sold out quickly, and I remember seeing tickets on resale sites going for ridiculous prices for preseason basketball. So people in this city care about this sport. And my eyes widened when a release came into my inbox in early April from the University of Calgary, and it read like this. The University of Calgary Dinos, in collaboration with Go Hard Sports, will host Beyond the Hoops, a unique event this summer welcoming the Gilas Legends inside the Jack Simpson Gym for a 6 p.m. game on Saturday, June 29th. So it's the Filipino men's basketball team, a team that's won the FIBA Asia Cup 5 times, as well as the International Basketball Federation World Bronze and a 5th place at the Olympics. And the news brought me back in time. I grew up with a lot of Filipino friends, and while I was yammering on and on about hockey, they were talking about basketball, and their connection to the sport stayed with me to the very day that I got this release. And that's actually what gave me the idea for this feature piece on the Calgary Filipino basketball community. And really, what timing, since it is Filipino Heritage Month. So first, let's learn more about Calgary's Filipino community, which is around 90,000 people and 217,000 across Alberta. Cesar Chala is president of Filipinos Rising, a group dedicated to building a resilient and inclusive society across Alberta and Canada.
Well, it's been a steady stream, right? The Filipinos came in waves. The first waves in Alberta in particular came in the 60s and 70s, so mainly a lot of professionals, teachers, engineers, medical people. In the 70s and 80s, then the wave of Filipino caregivers came in, right? Live-in caregivers, and again, although the other stream continues, right? And then a really big chunk came in the 90s and the 2000s through that temporary foreign workers program. And so it's been a steady stream, but a huge number came in those decades, I would say in the late 80s to the 2000s. Predominantly, people were looking for greener pastures, right? Mm-hmm. Because in the Philippines, there's rampant poverty as well as corruption and also political repression, right? We had a long state of dictatorship in the 70s and in the 80s. People were looking for greener pastures, and Canada provided an opportunity for that in terms of the immigration policies, right, that opened up waves of immigrants from Philippines. And sometimes what happens is, depending on the program, people tend to deprofessionalize themselves. So they're coming in as workers or caregivers, but actually back home they're teachers, nurses, and doctors, and so on, right?
Where did Filipinos' love of basketball come from?
We were under the Americans for quite a while, although, of course, the Spanish came as the first colonizers. But the Americans really left behind a huge social and cultural imprint in the Philippines, mm-hmm. right? The Spanish brought in the church and many other cultural legacies, but the more recent one, that we were under the Americans for about 40 years, 1900 to the 1940s, right? I would say that the Spanish were there for 300 years, so I would say we were under 300 years of Vatican and 40 years of Hollywood. So imagine the psyche. So the Americans left behind, one of the things that left behind was basketball, right? Because, again, that emanated from North America. And then it was easily adapted in the Philippines because it's easy to set up a basketball court, right? Compared to more logistically difficult and inaccessible sports, right? So if you go to the Philippines, you would see half courts pop up, half courts everywhere on street corners, of course, playgrounds, even in the middle of a rice field. So everyone wanted to be a basketball star. Summer leagues is basketball, right? I remember growing up in the summer, and we'll have basketball tournaments all over the place. For a while, the Philippines was quite dominant in Asia for basketball. But then as economic development kind of accelerated in many other countries in Asia, then it has an impact on the sports world as well. So we have started to lag behind many other countries. But basketball is still very strongly supported and followed in the Philippines, right?
And I'm curious why basketball translates so well here to the Calgary Filipino community.
Almost always a community event. You have parents, you have hangers-on, you have lots of people, right? So the good thing about basketball in the Philippines, it's a safe way to get together as a community. Right, so the basketball tournaments in the Philippines were actually community gatherings and events. It's a way of coming together and celebrate. I think even if we have lost our grip on basketball supremacy in Asia, basketball is still quite deeply rooted because it's not just about the sport; it's about community. So that's the enduring part of it.
The organizers of the Gilas Legends Tour are thrilled to be playing the UFC Dinos because they say it's more than just a basketball game. Jody Ann Luana with Go Hard Sports YYC is helping put it all together.
Canada, and particularly Calgary, have a lot of basketball enthusiasts, so we know that, right? So there has really been an interest on creating tournaments and bringing basketball talents and teams from other countries. And as you know, we really have a very growing Filipino community in Calgary alone. So when there was a proposal for the Gilas Legends Canada Tour, our company Go Hard Sports took the advantage of this opportunity. So in fact, in choosing the team that they will go against to, there was really no better choice than, of course, to choose the Pride of Calgary, which is the men's basketball team of the University of Calgary. Sandra, it's really amazing. You know, we really get a lot of people are really getting excited about this event, not just from the Filipino community, but also from the university fans. They're also very much looking forward to this. And the University of Calgary is actually very excited for this match. Gilas player legends who are coming here are really the great players or the legends that have put the Philippine national basketball team in the map when the country started joining international tournaments like FIBA or Olympics. So this is going to be one great Filipino sports event, which we seldom have in Calgary. So because we mostly see Filipino celebrities like artists and singers. Yeah. But this time we want to really cater to all sports enthusiasts. And, you know, this is also a very good timing as June is a celebration of the Philippine Independence Day. But the event is just a little late from June 12th. But there are also other Filipino events happening in June, but this can truly bring in the whole family to the game. So it's really not just for the dads, uncles, sons, but it's for the whole family. We also have a lot in store, definitely for the community, because since we have a lot of sponsors coming in and joining us in this event, for sure, those who will attend the event will definitely love it, as because we have a lot of surprises. We have a lot of prizes from all of these sponsors. And you know how Filipinos are, right? The camaraderie that we have when we have events like this. And we really, really look forward for everyone to be joining us in this event. But not just Filipinos, you know, since it's going to be a game between the Dinos, the men's basketball team of University of Calgary, we're also, of course, hoping that the followers and the fans of the Dinos will also come and join us in this event. And these are really great household names. So if I can name a few, so we have Randall De Ocampo, Gary David, Jason Castro, Jeff Chad, Mark Ingris, Bu Belga, there's going to be L.A. Tenorio, Gabe Norwood, Marcos Dahit, and Asi Taulava. So we have really great players coming in for Calgary. And this is actually going to be their Canada tour. And just to let you know also that Calgary is their first stop within Canada. I think for some they have been here, but for the rest, actually, like one or two probably have been here because they have relatives here. But most are actually first-timers. They're so excited also to see what's Calgary in store for them. And we're also very excited to show them the kind of hospitality that Filipinos have in here and also the Calgarians.
And there's excitement from the University of Calgary Dinos, too. The 23-24 campaign saw the men's squad finish 15-5 during the regular season. And head coach Dan Van Horn believes the Beyond the Hoops event will further catapult them both on and off the hardwood.
Well, honestly, a gentleman by the name of Danilo Cruz came by the office and asked if this would be something we might be interested in. So his group, they're promoting the event through the Filipino community. And so we both thought it would be a great idea. And I thought it would be fun to do. The timing's a little awkward for us, but I think it's worthwhile for sure. So we've got that organized. Danilo and his group have worked really hard to put a really good Filipino Legends team together. And, you know, the talent level of that will be extraordinary. So it'll be really fun to watch. A great eye-opener for my players to play against people of that caliber. You know, there's a lot of Filipino community players that have played all over the world, and you know, whether that's just about or slightly into the NBA or also, you know, around the world in different European or Asian professional leagues, you know, they come with a great deal of experience, so it should be fun. You know, being around youth sports and the growth of basketball in Calgary and in the country, I would say the Filipino influence on the growth of the sport is really, really quite substantial. And their love of the game is huge, and they'd be a great market for us as a Dinos basketball program to have attending games on a regular basis. And so these kinds of relationships are just really important for that.
James Tabaniag, program director at Calgary Chinooks Basketball, has seen the influence of the sport firsthand going back to his early days growing up in Manila, and he joined me to reflect on his journey.
When I saw my brothers kind of like play basketball, I have two older brothers, and they're pretty much like the same age, just 2 years older, and I just fell in love with it. Like, I felt the ball. And ever since I didn't want to take it out of my hands. I was dribbling inside the house, outside of the house, until they kind of like told me to come with them and just experience it while they're playing in the league and whatnot. So during timeouts, I just shoot around. I was just a little kid, you know, I couldn't even reach the rim kind of thing. But it was a thrill to just have that basketball in my hands. So just to give you kind of like how big basketball is in the Philippines. So we live in a small street in the Philippines, and right beside our house is kind of like a makeshift like basketball court, if you might say. Like, it's not really a full court, but it's enough for anyone who wants to play basketball to play basketball. And there's lots of like competitive games happening in there. May it be 3-on-3 half court, may it be 5-on-5, just for like, hey, let's play for water or for Coke or for, you know, for pop or whatever it is, right? It gets so intense. And that's where kind of like where the Filipinos thrive when it comes to basketball, just forgets about all the problems and whatnot, you know, and just have that like small community. It's inside of like a bigger community. It's not like here where it's when you say community, it's you know, it's kind of like a little bit bigger. It's a micro. It has its own life where you guys know each other and you have your own language and you just hang out and play the, you know, the sport that you love. So back in my time, so this would say how old I am, kind of. So there was no internet back then. So there would be a couple of channels. I think there was 8 channels. And our TVs don't have remotes yet. So it was the, you know, you have to, like, there's a knob, right? They air NBA games during Sundays. And it's like Sunday morning or sometimes. It depends on the time because it's from the U.S., right? So it's there, like, I think 13 hours ahead. So sometimes it's like at 8 o'clock, sometimes it's at 10. So it's either you'll be able to wake up to watch that, or you miss it and you just look at the news and or the newspaper the next day and see who won. And but basketball in the Philippines is big. We have a league called EBA, is Philippine Basketball League, and that's where the Gilas Legends came from. So it's kind of, it's a localized basketball, like NBA. Like college players go to pros, that's our pro, and they battle it out. And of course, I do have my idols. His name is, one of my idols is Alvin Patrimonio. He's one of the Pure Foods. So Pure Foods is like a hot dog. So it's a brand. So like he's one of my idols. I didn't get to play with him, but I got to watch him. Philippines is kind of like, it's kind of like westernized. A lot of Filipinos think of like North America, USA per se, as like the dream destination to live in, and you know, so that we can help our families back home and stuff like that. And I want to go there to work and stuff like that, right? So I tried my luck in the US first. I am a Red Seal chef, so I'm a trained chef, and that's how that's what I used to get into the field in the US. I worked at hotel chains, restaurant chains. Pretty much like 3 states in the US from 2001 after graduating in the Philippines. From 2001 until like 2008, I was going back and forth trying to get my permanent residency there. But unfortunately, I didn't get it in the US. But fortunately, I got my permanent residency when I applied here in Canada. So being a chef was one of my route going to the North America. And it was just me. So I was brave enough to kind of leave my home country to live by myself. So I'm pretty much independent ever since I graduated. And yeah, I built my family here. I moved here in 2009. And I brought my girlfriend from the US that time. And we kind of like built our own family. And now I have 2 kids. You know, I have this Chinooks basketball club, yeah. And I'm still working as a chef as well. So it's like really, really, really busy. I had a mission to kind of like, I want to train my own kids. So we started off actually here in my side yard where I bought some cones and I just like did some drills because I'm not really a coach. I am a player. So it would be a big shift for me, but I'm really good with kids. So I started off with just myself and a volunteer. So I posted something in Facebook and I said just like, hey, I love basketball. You love basketball. I'm looking for a volunteer right now and it may lead to, you know, a paid job or whatnot, right? A fine job. So this guy messaged me and we started it together. Towards the end, like last month, he got busy. So like it ended up on me just by myself with 50 kids. So I had 50 registrants, right? And then it blew up from then on. And now I can start a basketball team with my coaches. So there's 11 of us, 11 or 12 of us.
I also had a chance to catch up with Calgary's Steve Trinidad. He's the owner of Stars Basketball, and he tells me he can't remember his life without the sport. His dad played in the Philippines, and then later when moving to Canada, he played in Calgary Filipino leagues. Now, as for Steve, he played for Mount Royal University. He suited up semi-pro, and now he's also giving back to Calgary's basketball community.
Basketball in the Philippines is hugely popular, I think, because of the accessibility, right? You don't need a ton of equipment. You can use a makeshift hoop, right, out of a garbage can. And a lot of them I know down there, they play in like flip-flops or without shoes. So I think it's just something that was easy for them to get into. And then I think in Calgary, I think when a lot of them immigrated over, a way for them to connect with other Filipinos was to play basketball. So they would rent gyms out, they would create leagues. And I think from there, it's just kind of blossomed into this huge, yeah, like almost social event. Yeah, where everyone gets to hang out, see each other on the weekends. My dad played basketball. So I think he just kind of threw a basketball in my hands and I never really let go from there. When I was younger, he would always bring me to his basketball games and I would watch him just hang out on the side and get to watch him play. And I always like wanted to do that too. So he played a little bit in the Philippines growing up, not like I think for just school teams and stuff like that. And then when he immigrated to Calgary, he just played in Filipino leagues around here. And so that's kind of where I got to watch him. And I was recruited by a couple different universities. They talked to me and I went to their tryouts and I didn't do well. I was young. I was 17. I was 140 pounds, not like a physical specimen. But after high school, I didn't think I was going to play anywhere else. So I played in Filipino leagues. I played in like men's leagues in Calgary just for fun. And I actually was going to school at Mount Royal and I was playing pickup down there and the head coach came and talked to me and asked me if I wanted to come practice with the team. This was like a month or two into the season and I said, sure, why not? And it kind of just went from there. I think I lacked a little bit of confidence, but after practicing with those guys, playing, being coached by those guys, I think that's kind of when I realized that, you know, maybe I do belong at this next level. But until then, I wasn't too sure. When I started, I was just a university student working there in the summers as a coach. And then as I kind of kept going along, this was back in 2012, as I kept going along, I just realized how much joy it brought me seeing kids, you know, 5, 6, 7, just getting out there, starting to play for the first time, maybe a little bit shy, intimidated, but just seeing as they went along, realizing, you know, hey, this isn't so bad. All the confidence that they got from that. I think basketball teaches so many great skills, teamwork, leadership, right? On top of the physical aspects of it. So yeah, I think all of those things.
Many thanks to Steve, James, Jody Ann, Cesar, and Coach Dan for making this story possible. Beyond the Hoops, featuring the University of Calgary Dinos and Gilas Legends, goes Saturday, June 29th at Jack Simpson Gymnasium. For 660 News, I'm Sandra Prusina.